With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Sean Driscoll, a longtime friend of MSO Web Radio and WESX. And Coach, St. Mary's of Lynn, looks like a very interesting first game for you guys.
Oh, yes. It was a good high school football game. First, thanks for having me on. It was a good game. It was an opener that everyone was looking forward to, I think. When you get those two good programs and open it up, I think everyone gets excited about that. A great atmosphere. Ended up being a great game. We happened to squeak by and with some mistakes at the end, but to get the win was good.
Well, let's talk about the game, because I know that I reported the wrong score. I only got a partial score when I put it up the other night. It was 6-6, and it ended up 13-12 in favor of St. Mary's. Tell me about the ebb and flow of the game, Coach.
Well, the flow of the game started off, we ended up with the ball first. We won the kickoff and had a nice drive for about 75 yards or so, and got stopped on fourth down inside the 10-yard line, which, you know, it fits into a first game of the year type scenario where you got to teach your team, and your team's going to realize how to finish drives. And I think in high school football, to go 80 yards in a drive is a great thing, but if you don't finish, it's kind of worthless. So that's been the theme of our week this week so far. Practice is finishing based off of that. And then we had another chance inside the five, and, you know, Swanson's credit did a good job, you know, shutting us down there later in the third quarter from the for 1 yard line. So they did a nice job at times defensively, and again, we didn't finish that drive. But I will say, I think the difference in the game for both teams was, you know, we got some early season penalties, which is stupid and discipline stuff. With a couple 15 yarders, I think, hurt both teams. At the end of the day, we were happy to be fortunate to squeak it out 13-12, and he came down to extra points. And as I tell my team all the time, high school football, look at those box scores the next day or that night of, and you see teams that miss extra points, they lose by one or two, or they don't convert. So it's a big part of the game that gets overlooked sometimes. But it was a good, hard-hitting football game. I think both programs are obviously on the way up this year, and they'll have a good team going forward.
John, one of the things that makes me smile as a teacher and a former JV baseball coach is when you say something like stupid penalties, because it's real, it's genuine, you're not offending anybody, you're not pointing any kids out. It's just the early season stuff, and these kids range from, what, 14 to 17, so they're brand new.
Yeah, 14 to 17, if you're fortunate enough to have an 18-year-older. But I will say, you know, disappointed on some of the offsides penalties and stuff. And like I said, it's just anyone who was there would tell you the same thing. I think anyone who covered the game would tell you the same thing. We had some dumb penalties, and I think they would say they had some dumb penalties. And I think at the end of the day, it was the difference in the game, and we were fortunate to execute when we had to, and we ended up getting out of there. But a little disappointing on the penalties, but I will say, as far as effort for the first game, things you worry about right away as a head coach in the first game is obviously special teams and how physical you're going to be and the speed of the game. You know, you play a scrimmage during the summer, during camp. You go in the summer and you play a half a game. Now you had to put four quarters together with your regular guys and your rotators. So I think it was a big plus for us to do that. Do that last Friday, and now we're on to Kip.
And I think every coach, first game, has the same mindset in that, okay, we've got to iron this stuff out, got to fix it. However, Coach, let me ask you about the positive stuff, because I know that you had some really good stuff when you looked at the films. You probably saw some things that maybe you didn't see down at ground level. And let's start with your offense, your offensive plays, who's the hero, and then we'll go over on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I think, when you put it on and you reevaluate on Saturday morning how it went, you see some key stuff. I like the way we were physical. You know, I was concerned about the physicality of our football team at all spots on offense and defense, and I think we were pretty good at that, better than expected, because we're still fairly a young football team at key spots. I will credit my backfield. We got a great little, you know, backfield of three guys that rotate through now between Dimitri Kuntsevakis had a great game. He rushed for over 100 yards on 20 carries or so and had a great game on defense. He was huge in it. I think Rowan Merriman, you know, threw a big pass for us on a halfback pass that got us into striking distance. You know, carried the ball well, played a great game on defense. And our sophomore, He's been playing really good for us. Maxwell Parent, another sophomore, rotating through in the backfield and on defense. So we've been fortunate. We got a little bit of depth at some key spots, and those guys really shined a lot in the game. And then also this senior Tyler guy, he's a leader and made some big plays on defense and offensively in the game at the receiver position.
Coach, a game that ends with 1 point, is there a particular play that kind of stands out as is either a turning point or something that solidified the win? Because, and the other thing is, when it's a one-point game, all the mistakes get magnified.
Well, I would say I think the biggest thing for us was our defense player. We ended up getting three turnovers, and when you have three turnovers in a high school football game and you can drive the ball a little bit, and you got to be able to execute and score more. But I think the turnovers were the big thing for us. The football.
Mm-hmm.
Going in the score, I think, was the difference in the game. And I think the fourth quarter, the last 4 minutes, the way we came out, I think we got six first downs in a row to kind of close out the game. That was very promising to see.
All right. Now, finally, Coach, before we ask you about Kip.
Being able to take a knee was a big thing.
Okay. Before I ask you about Kip, let me ask you about the cohesiveness of getting together a team. I ask you this all the time.
Yeah.
Every year, about getting kids from different communities and having them to work together.
I will say that we have a lot of guys back from last year's team, and so that's why it makes it a little bit easier because they already know each other. But with a new group of kids coming in from the out of my seven football seasons here at St. Mary's, this was probably the easiest transition. We did a lot of stuff together in the off-season as far as getting together, team dinners, things like that, and going through seven-on-sevens and just going through camp a few weeks ago and getting through that week of practice and the installs. I think they did a nice job of getting here and staying together. So it's been good so far.
What do you expect the strength of your team to be?
Well, I tell you, I think at the skill spots, the quarterback position and the running backs, and I will say our offensive line and defensive line are coming along. I think they'll get better each week. Yeah, so we had a lot of guys returning there, but it's more we got to just, play at a pace. We like to play at a fast pace, and we want to keep preaching that. And we've been rotating a lot of guys through at a lot of different positions, so I'm happy with the depth of our football team.
All right, and you mentioned special teams, how important that is. Do you get a lot of time? Do you have enough time to practice that?
The answer is no. And it's been like that for me for over 30 years. Total coaching. It's hard when you're really focusing on a game plan and repping things. But I will say, when you have a team that's done it before and has gone through it before, I think it's a big thing to work into your practices daily, and then really emphasize it. Because like I told my guys after the game, you understand why I get on your backs about special teams and executing, and everything's important. From where you step and knowing who to block. So those things are big, and especially defending on the punt team and the kickoff team. We don't have a lot of guys, so we do rotate some people through there, but there's an importance there now. I'm really emphasizing that this year. So, yeah, we try to build it as much as we can, but I don't think there's ever enough time.
You know, Sean, after all these years, I get so excited when September rolls around, and it sounds like you do too.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great time of year, though. It's getting back to summer, though. It looks like this weekend with the weather, but we'll deal with that and prepare for that.
Okay, let's tell me a little bit about what you expect from Kip.
Physicality. They're very big up front. They have all the linemen returning. This school's across the street from our school, and those guys work hard over there. They're well coached, and they always seem to be in the thick of things when it comes to playoff times in their division. So. It's turned into a little bit of a rivalry. This is the third year we're playing. And I'll tell you what, they've been good games. And I will say that, I think it's a good game for the city because you get two schools playing each other across the street. A lot of the kids know each other. So it's turned into a little bit of a rival and, expecting a hard fought, very physical game, especially up front.
Well, congratulations on the first win, Coach. And I know there's going to be more to come, and we'll be talking again down the road. I certainly hope we can do it often.
Great. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. You be well. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Sean Driscoll, who is the head coach at St. Mary's High School Football. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.